Radio City Talk.
3 weeks today, we'll have the Butterflies just ahead of the brand new Premier League season. So I think it's about time to wake Fan Friday from its summer slumber and start talking about the Reds and Blues in earnest again. So let's have a chat with Jay and Gary this morning. Morning, Jay.
Morning, Steve. Morning, Gary.
Hello, pal. Gary, you there?
Yes, Steve. Morning. Morning,
right.
Jake.
Thanks for your company, lads. Let's kick it all off with the Reds' big summer signing, which is Alisson, £66 million, or somewhere near that figure anyway. A lot of money, but inevitably comes a lot of scrutiny with this as well, and we're expecting big things from him, Jake.
Yeah, I mean, I think our hands was forced, really, wasn't it, after the Champions League final. You know, Cash made two awful mistakes, and I think we've been backed into a corner to go and pay a record price for a goalkeeper. And he does seem an imposing figure, doesn't he? 6'4", big fella in the sticks. And, you know, like I say, I mean, he's had really good season at Roma, hasn't he? And it's a lot of money that we've paid, but, you know, it is now. And you look at Liverpool's spine, and I think we've got a fantastic group of players now.
How much closer to challenging for the Premier League title does this take Liverpool?
I think it's got to take us really close now. I mean, one thing about Liverpool, we've got some very good players, as we all know, in attacking areas, but certain other aspects of the team needed strengthening, really. And we've done it in the middle of the park, haven't we, with Naby Keita and Fabinho, and also got the goalkeeper now as well. So I think there's no excuses now, Liverpool. This is certainly Klopp's team, and you know, that's the group of players. And obviously a very good squad now as well. I think we have got a genuine chance of challenging for the title.
It seems a lot of decent players there. Look, on the other side of the park, Everton still haven't made those summer signings, which Blues are desperate for. Are you getting a little bit anxious about it, Gary?
Yeah, I suppose I am, really, Steve. It's the complete polar opposite to what was happening last summer, wasn't it? And we know how last season turned out. So I'm not letting myself get too carried away at this moment in time. I keep telling myself that there's a plan in place. Players are on the radar and being negotiated there at the moment. So it is a little bit worrying. Obviously, I think there's only us and Tottenham, isn't it, that haven't, you know, bought any players at this moment in time. But as I say, it's the complete opposite to last season when they were going out spending money for fun and everyone was getting carried away. So I'm refusing to be disappointed to the point of panic. We'll just see what happens over the next 2 weeks.
Do you think there's been an internal inquiry, almost investigation into what happened last summer, and a determination not to repeat those same mistakes?
Well, I'd like to think so, because it was nothing short of diabolical, was it, last year? They were spending money like a kid in a sweet shop who just found a tenner outside. It was ridiculous. And obviously, most of the players they brought in, with possibly the exception of Pickford, didn't prove themselves at all. So I think hopefully they've learned the lesson, and there's a new way forward, I think, with Brands and Silva. From what I know, they're going to rely more heavily on the youth as well, which, you know, is good. So I think Evertonians need to settle with that and give both of them time to come in and do what they've been paid to do. But I definitely think something's been made from last year.
Jay, Liverpool look like they've got almost two options for every position. I say every position, bar the goalkeeping position, because if you look at it currently, it seems like Danny Ward will head to Leicester for £10-11 million. Simon Mignolet's clearly out of favour and not going to play for the Reds again. So you are left with the new boy Alisson and Loris Karius as his number two. Is that of any slight concern to you?
Yeah, I mean, with Karius, I think at the back end of last season, there was signs that he was improving a little bit. But, you know, when you do the mistakes that he made in the Champions League final, such a high-profile game, I think it's very difficult for him to recover from that, not just in terms of having a future at Liverpool, but mentally as well. And I think, to be fair to the lads, you know, he should really go elsewhere now to rebuild his career and get his confidence back. And that's my personal opinion on it. But I just think the way Klopp is, you'd probably still keep the faith in him a little bit and have him around the club, and he probably will be the number two next season. But it is a slight concern, because you know, he's obviously going to get stick wherever he goes, you know, the opposing fans. And, you know, it just sets that uncertainty, really. And I just think that if Karius does end up having a stint in goal for his next season, you know, if Alisson ends up getting an injury or he's out for any length of time, it is a little bit of a worry, because you do have to wonder if he's confident enough to be able to recover from the mess that happened in Kiev. And I personally don't think he's good enough, and I'd like to see him moved on from the club, to be perfectly honest, as would probably most Liverpool fans. But I just think the way Klopp is, I think we're likely to see Karius as the number two still next season.
I think he's obviously going to have a mental hangover from everything that's happened. I was watching at Blackburn last night. You know, you've got 3,000 Liverpool fans behind you when you're in goal. You can see that the lad is obviously nervous, and he's going to be. And that's not going to go in any sort of quick fashion. I think he's almost labelled stamped now with something, isn't he, Loris Karius?
Well, yeah. I mean, the mistake that he made at Tranmere was, again, shambolic, and it was a clear indication that he hasn't recovered at all. And it's going to be tough for him. You know, I said after the final that he's probably going to have to see a psychologist over it, because, you know, for obvious reasons, it's mental, isn't it? It's like a mental block now. And, you know, even our own fans, any little mistake that he makes, not necessarily that leads to a goal, just if he flaps it across or anything, it's going to be scrutinised. And, you know, it's not doing anyone any favours, is it? I do think he needs to be moved on and to rebuild himself and rebuild his career elsewhere. But the way Klopp is, he has a duty of care to the player, doesn't he, as well? So you can tell he's that type of fella, isn't he, where he likes to put his arm around someone and, you know, tell them that they're great and build them up as well. So I just think he will persevere with him, and he probably will still be the number two.
Gary, what have you seen in pre-season that has maybe got you a little bit excited? Umanias scoring against Bury? I don't know. Is it? Is there something that stands out for you?
And I will cut to it, aren't we? You know what, funny you mentioned Umanias. I was saying to one of the guys when we played Bury during the night, you know, the lad just keeps on scoring. Whenever he gets brought in, he scores goals. And I've read yesterday that Silva said that he's, you know, he's staying with Everton, he's not being sold because he offers something different. I'm quite happy with that. You know, he's a million miles away from what, like, say, Liverpool have got over the park, you know, in their strike force. But he gives it 100%, and he scores goals. But thereafter, I'm just hoping, like everyone else, that Jenk Tosin's going to carry on where he left off last season. I think we need to reinforce another striker up front, as well as another couple of midfielders and two defenders. But
Tosin was a positive addition, I think, and I think we'll probably see much, much more out of him this campaign.
I think you're right, and I think every Evertonian's expecting to see him hit the ground running. He's just started settling in as the season finished, and I'm quite excited by him. I think he'll do a decent job for us.
And what lengths would you go to try and keep Ademola Lookman? Because it feels from the outside like his situation has been handled very badly, almost like the player himself has decided, I've just got to leave this environment.
Well, yeah, it has been handled badly. He did himself no harm going to Leipzig. They absolutely love him, obviously, but Everton have got to pull all the stops out to keep him. He's a very exciting talent, and I'd do everything possible to keep hold of him. Obviously, the fans here want that. So I would just give him whatever he needed, really, and put an arm around him. And I'm reading that Silva's doing that with him. So hopefully he stays. I think Silva just needs to say, look, you know, it's a fresh start here. You know, you've got a new manager, and I'll make sure you get game time, because I think that's all he wants is game time.
Clearly a very good talent. Look, final word of the morning goes to Lazar Markovic, Jay. He's still there. He's still a Liverpool player. He's still about 24 years old, unbelievably. And he scored a lovely goal last night. He got himself properly involved in the game.
Well, yeah, when I got wind that he was going to be on the bench, I actually put a tweet out saying, breaking news, Lazar Markovic has been found alive. And, you know, quite remarkably, he comes on for the second half and scores a very good goal. And, no, like I say, fair play to the lad. He's obviously a good professional. It's just Klopp doesn't really tend to fancy him, does he? And seems to go out on loan a lot. But, no, like I say, it's one of them. He's obviously playing for a move away from the club. But it's a very good goal last night. But I'd also like to say, I was very impressed with Naby Keita last night. I mean, I think it was like four or five times when fantastic through balls to Sturridge in particular, who could have had a hat-trick last night, really, and Keita just looks like he's going to be a superstar for Liverpool, I think.
Yeah, I was waxing on about him before. Every fan is going to love him. He's like 200%, isn't he, in what he gives, box to box. I don't know who you compare him to, but he's an exciting player who's going to be a proper fan's favourite, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I liken him to when Chelsea, 12, 13 years ago, signed Michael Essien. But he's got a little bit more than Essien in the sense of forward thinking, link and play with the forward players. And to be perfectly honest with you, Steve, just can't wait now for the new season to start. So most Liverpool fans were so excited about it.
Gary, Jay, thank you very much indeed, guys.
Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.